my friend.
Let me see you get loose.
Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's a buzz in the air. The Cavaliers hosting Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, looking to take a 2-1 lead over the Warriors of Golden State. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Also today, the Browns finished up the 8th of their 10 OTAs in advance of their mandatory mini camp, which will take place from June the 16th to the 18th. So the Browns in full effect, in full force. This defense continues to look excellent. We'll talk about what we saw at OTAs today. The big Ohio Business Machine hot topic, though, the NBA Finals. Where are you watching the game tonight? If you're going, what's your go-to place downtown to pregame? And what celeb would you most want to sit next to tonight? You know what, Matt Wilhelm? Yesterday you said it. I agree. Let's get a little power of positivity. Tony Robbins, everybody.
That's my guy. Tony
Let's
Robbins
go.
Is my guy.
I'm with you. I like it.
You need to get help personally? Call my guy, Tony.
Call Tony. Maybe I should call Tony Robbins.
You want to walk on hot coals? Call my guy, Tony.
Of all the guys, that's the one we're going with today?
Yeah. I'm going with The Rock still.
No. I mean, I meant
the other guy likes to buy, Larry David.
I'm familiar with Tony Robbins, having watched some of his videos. I think he's obviously very successful. And I just have, he was the one celebrity that I caught a glimpse of sitting on the sideline, you know, in Golden State, out in Oakland. And that's why I threw his name out. I mean, I have an appreciation for him, who he is, what he does. I mean, he's great at what he does. But I'm not so in tune to looking. I'm a game guy.
That's right.
You are a celeb. That's why.
You are a celeb. You just need to sit with yourself. Sit with a mirror.
Walk in with that ring and go, what's up? I'm the celeb.
You should sit right next to a mirror.
Sweet. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to have a mirror next to you. What's up, Matt Wilhelm?
What's up,
it's good to be here with you.
You look good tonight. Thanks.
Larry David would be on my list. And if it was Thursday's game, I'd say Floyd Money Mayweather, who rocked some strong jorts for the last game in Oakland. Did you see that, Gibbs?
Oh, okay, Gibbs.
I've got to see it.
Gibbs, have you seen it?
Seen what? Sorry, the calls are blowing up already.
Money Mayweather in jorts in Oakland.
Oh, yeah. I think I retweeted it from the Browns Daily.
For the jort porn thread. So I said it was Thursday. I'd want to sit with him.
You know what I'd like to sit next to? I think Adam Sandler would be a great
The great
next
Sandu.
To. He's a huge sports fan. You know, the many movies that we've seen and appreciated over the years. I think he'd be fun to sit next to and
see,
just
I gotta
chop it
sit-
up with.
I got to sit next to someone fun. I got to sit next to someone that's going to cocktail up maybe a little bit.
What about Bill Murray?
Bill Murray, Will Ferrell, someone that
Will Ferrell might run on the court and go streaking. So I don't
exactly. I'm all in.
I don't want to be sitting next to the guy that goes streaking at an NBA Finals game.
I do. I want to be the guy that's sitting right there.
You want to be the guy that goes and tackles him, I'm sure. Hey, buddy, get back here. Tackle naked dude.
I think Larry Day would be good too because he's proven he's not above tripping a star player. So if Steph Curry starts to get hot, maybe LD throws his legs out there in the front row. Boom, down goes Steph Curry.
Anyways. I'm excited for this game to be here in Cleveland. It's not the wait like we have been for the first two games in Golden State. It's here. The city is ready. Everywhere I go, whether it be the bank, dropping my son off at school, props to Mason. It was totally awesome Tuesday. He got recognized today as one of the first graders. So a little shout out for Mace Boy. He did really good to close out his school year. But everybody is rocking their Cavs gear. Everybody's rocking their all-in gear.
All in. Now, we'll also talk about a new guy who came from the Bay Area here to Cleveland who is all in, and that's the punter Andy Lee. You talked with him today out of practice a little bit, so we will talk about him. Also, Eric Branch from the San Francisco Chronicle will join us at 1:30 to talk Andy Lee, the 49ers offseason, also the feeling in the Bay Area about this Warriors and Cavaliers series. We've got Duke Johnson as well at 2:15. He's going to check in with us. A lot of stuff kind of in the league that we'll get to either today or as the week goes on. That was kind of the rankings of the worst position groups in the NFL by NFL.com. Now, the Browns did not make a single appearance on the defensive one. The Pittsburgh Steelers made multiple appearances on the defensive one, but the Browns were all over the offensive position groups. We can talk about that. Drew Rosenhaus yesterday talking to the Plain Dealer about Josh Gordon, saying he still has a very, very bright future in the NFL and is taking things very seriously. So a lot to get to today here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. But I got to tell you, I am very, very excited about tonight's game, being in the queue. I know you're going to be in the queue. Gibbs, you're going to be there, right?
I will be. I think we and Casey and I were just talking about it because Casey is the visiting radio engineer. I think we're headed over probably about 4 o'clock.
What, are you guys going to be in the stadium in the arena the whole time?
Yeah, we have to cover it.
No pregame.
No pregaming.
Because I think...
get a flask!
My wife, myself, and a few friends are going to be at a partner of ESPN Cleveland's location, Tomo Hibachi and Sushi.
Oh, great place.
Great place. Try to talk my guy Nathan Zagura and his buddy.
We're trying Beatbox.
Beatbox and the kid to come share some cocktails and grab some sushi as well.
Are they too good for you?
No. It's more of a parking, walking locale issue.
Uber.
You could walk.
All the way over to Tomo?
Yeah.
How far is it from the arena?
It's right down the street from the casino.
Minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Uber. That's like 3 minutes.
Hey,
Uber. It's like $8.
Here's a little memo. Game doesn't start till 9. You got plenty of time to go walk around the whole city.
6:30, pregame, Tomo. Any Browns fans, any Cavs fans want to come party with me? Tomo Hibachi Sushi with me, 6:30.
Great
be
food,
there.
Man. Great food.
You know the kid is...
Great food, great drinks.
The kid fancies himself as El Mayor de Barrio.
Oh, come on, man. Give up the Mexican.
I love Barrio.
I didn't say anything about Barrio.
Not as much as I love Taco Bell.
By the way.
But I love Barrio.
Already discussed the 2 a.m. menu for the drive home tonight.
Nice.
From Taco Bell.
I'm excited to get some sushi. I haven't had good sushi in a while.
Love sushi.
But you know what? What's so funny is I love sushi. I really, really do.
I love sushi.
But I absolutely also love hibachi. There's nothing better than like the Royal Supreme, where it's like the lobster, the shrimp, the steak, the fried rice. I love it all.
It's like it's a shared moment.
I put on like 4 pounds whenever I eat hibachi.
I was actually at hibachi last night.
Nice.
I took the kids to Benihana.
Benihana's good.
Kids loved it. I was like, let's go to dinner tonight. Where do you want to go?
There's nothing better than a good chef at a hibachi place.
And he was strong.
They make it. If you get a guy who's like,
you gotta get a little personality.
Clang clang clang.
This guy was good.
Yeah,
his name was Tyson.
There was a place called Shogun Kobe in San Diego. The greatest thing about it was the guy would literally, bring over a bottle of vodka in one of the squeeze bottles, and he's like giving you shots of vodka. He's taking them himself, and then you're on your way out. You pay your bill, and you're like, you had to park behind the restaurant, and it's like who's outside by the, I don't want to say the dumpster, but who's outside the side kitchen door smoking a J, is your
chef.
Hibachi chef.
That is awesome. Last night, Arden was in awe. She was like, this guy is the best chef we've ever had. Yeah, they had the little hat on.
Yeah.
Yep.
The green tea sherbet.
Rainbow sherbet at the end. Yes, nice. It was a good night. Bryce goes, and all Bryce wants, my son eats Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. That is really like the only meat that he eats in the whole world. Other than that, he eats noodles, whole wheat noodles every day. But when we go to hibachi, he wants a bowl of half white, half brown rice. That's it. And edamame. That's all he eats.
What are you doing to your kid?
Dude, you can't. What do you mean, what am I doing to my kid? Because, listen, I am the king of all the meats.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a meat eater. Arden will eat anything. She's much more adventurous. She's good. She gets a chicken fried rice, and she ate all of it. She asked for a second helping. She's like, this is so good.
My daughter is picky like that.
My son,
turkey bacon, only meat. Everything. She's almost a vegetarian.
He's a grainitarian. He, like, literally will eat bread, pita, which is also bread. I know that. Pasta. Rice. That's it. Except for Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
They are
and
good.
Sometimes if the prize is good enough, he can be convinced to go to what he calls Old MacDonald. But only if the prize is good enough in the kids' meal. All right, so we've got a lot to get here tonight. Some sushi. Oh, maybe remind me when you said you love sushi with hibachi together, and I agree with you. That's a great combination. One of my favorite restaurants used to be in Atlanta. It was called Prime, and it was a top quality steakhouse.
Yep.
And a top quality sushi restaurant in one
Nothing
place.
Nothing better than that.
That sounds awesome.
But you negate the appetizer menu
of
the steakhouse because you have used the sushi as your appetizer.
Boom.
There you go.
Correct.
Thank you.
I once went there on my birthday, 4th of July, and there were fireworks coming over the skylights as I was eating my sushi and steak.
You can wipe the tear from your eye.
It was a beautiful moment, man.
It meant a lot to me, man.
Meant a lot to me. Yes, it did. I feel good about tonight's game.
I feel very good about it.
I was going to ask, anybody nervous?
No. The excitement for the city of Cleveland and what is at stake in game two, because I think what happens tonight has a carryover effect to the result of what's going to happen Thursday. If we're confident, if we're physical, Iman D's up Thompson, and we get a deli effort on Curry again, I think the confidence is going to be severely waning in the Golden State Warriors' eyes because they'd have to go back to Oracle Arena down 3-1. I like our chances.
So the Cavs were the fifth team all season to win when shooting less than 33% from the floor in that last game. That's the fifth time it happened in the entire NBA season this year. Game three, the winner of game three has won the NBA Finals 84% of the time. Cavs are 26-2 at home in their last 28 games, so hopefully they can get it done. What I would love to see, I really think, let's say Steph Curry does go off.
I think he will.
And we win anyway?
Yes.
Then that's the, like...
Demoralizing.
Oh, yeah.
Demoralizing.
That's like the people's elbow, like...
Because you got the best from Thompson in game two.
Yep.
You know, didn't see the ball as much as he should have in the second half. You know, that's their fault. And then Curry goes off, and you weather that storm as well. The only perfect storm that's better than that is both of them going for 30-plus. And that can't happen with the way the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing defensively. Cannot, will not. Sorry. Will not happen.
Will not happen. I agree. Very exciting. Gibbs, is your phone fixed?
Kind of.
Gibbs, I'm very troubled by what's going on.
What does that mean? That's 2015.
So, yeah, so we'll let everybody in behind the curtain, as it were. We'll pull it back. We get an email yesterday from Gibbs saying...
Behind the curtain, Gibbs actually does the show with no pants on.
Right. That's really behind the curtain.
Actually, I have no problem doing that. I'll sit here in my boxers or my briefs.
When I would do my serious show, I'd often do it.
Briefs.
Like in just like shorts, no shirt, maybe some slippers or maybe
jersey,
nothing.
No shirt, shorts with Crocs.
Jerseys with no shirt, by the way, are running rampant in Cleveland as the weather has gotten nice and the team is flamed. Did you see on ESPN this morning when they showed the live shots of Cleveland?
I did not.
I saw at least
we're really well represented.
100 people with jerseys, no shirt, no jorts.
15 to 20% of them, because they were waist up shots, I guarantee we're wearing jorts below the jersey.
I would go with that too.
All right. Anyway, let's get back to you, Gibbs. Don't try to get out of this. So your phone, you got a new system. Help us. Wilhelm and I, just so you know, tried to dissect what happened to your phone, and we're befuddled. We have no idea.
You know, so anybody that owns a smartphone, occasionally you get those updates.
Yeah, it sounds like your Apple
product, Android product.
Android. I have a Samsung Galaxy.
That's the reason.
Apple, you get a new whole operating system, and you're rolling in 2 minutes.
Forget about that. Anti-Apple.
Why?
I'm not a fan.
Just like Tony Romo.
The keypad on the screen, way too tiny. I got big hands.
You're talking to me and Matt Wilhelm.
I know. I'm just saying.
And half the NFL have iPhones.
Great.
So you know, who are larger men than you?
Well, we'll see about that.
Not after 2 o'clock tonight at Taco Bell.
Could be a victory Tuesday or early Wednesday morning.
Items are you planning on going at Taco Bell?
It just depends. You know, like, at the queue, they charge the media to eat dinner.
All right.
They don't give you a free media meal. Like,
is that
like
hot dogs? The hot dogs and burgers and stuff?
No, it's usually a little bit better, but it's like $10. And I'm like, do I really want to spend $10 on that food? I don't think it's that great. So I might get a super nacho to get me through the game itself. But then after the game, depending on how hungry I am, it's at least a 3-item night. It could be upwards of 5.
In my heyday, I was a 10-item man.
I agree. Give me the
what?
Box of tacos.
All right, here was my Taco Bell. Here was my heyday Taco Bell.
What does
order.
Heyday mean? Explain what heyday is.
Mid to late 20s.
And what were you doing in the evenings?
Nothing we should be talking
before
about.
I had children. Just enjoying myself, hanging out, maybe watching a film, and going and eating some Taco Bell. In my heyday, I would go, and this was in the Volcano Taco era, so my order would be a grilled stuffed chicken burrito, no cheese. You're going to like, there's going to be some irony in what I do here. Grilled stuffed chicken, actually, 2 grilled stuffed chicken burritos, no cheese. That's 2 items. Then I would get 4 Volcano Tacos, no cheese, chicken, no cheese, everything chicken. Then I would get 3 chicken soft tacos, no cheese, the Fresca style as they had it at the time. And then my final order after I ordered everything without cheese would be a chicken quesadilla.
Dude, you're that custom order guy that nobody wants to stand behind in line.
It's easy. It's just no cheese. Just don't put cheese on there. It's
why
saving
no
them
cheese?
Time.
I mean, they're wired to put cheese on every taco.
I don't really eat cheese.
And then also, too, you're the guy that circles back because they put cheese on one of your tacos that you have to get behind.
I don't. They know it, but I was the guy that would go in and order so much food at the drive-thru, they would then have me order, pull out to
the
side.
We're going to wait for fresh french fries, pull up for you.
And then we're going to walk it out to you because your order is outrageous.
Yeah, my youngest is all about the soft taco, meat and lettuce only, no cheese.
Yeah, and you get the little pico de gallo on there, and then you throw two sauce packets, boom.
Got to go two sauce packets per taco, per item.
And some burritos require three.
Yeah.
A quesadilla is, I think, quesadilla is
I'm big
like
right
one
now
per
into
slice.
The quesarito box. You get the quesarito, a Doritos Locos taco, and a soft taco. It's pretty good, pretty
darn
fresh, good.
Is that fresh on your tongue for tonight?
I'm leaning that direction. Not going to lie. That and maybe a couple cheese roll-ups or a couple other soft taco supremes.
I'm a Nachos Bel Grande guy.
Where's the Volcano Taco at? Why is it gone? The red shell? Aesthetically pleasing? Where'd it go? Bring it back.
I love Taco Bell, but I don't
The questions we ponder on Browns Daily in the middle of June.
I've probably eaten Taco Bell on this calendar year twice, and I've had Barrio like 25 times.
That's why they replaced your fix.
Well, it's a different locale. If I'm downtown, or it's a little bit healthier. You can get a bowl. All right. I don't know.
All right, I'm looking forward to Taco Bell tonight.
Oh God, it's delightful.
Trust me. Here's the problem.
What sauce do you go with?
A hot.
Me too. The hot is better. The hot is hotter than fire.
Yep. I agree. Love the hot sauce. So. Here's the problem in the media. After the Cavs game, I'm at the podium. You sit in the media room. There's like 1,800.
Were they asking you tough questions?
There's 1,800 credentialed media for this. So, and it is a meeting of the United Nations.
1,800?
I don't know how many different countries are represented as part of the media for this. So you're sitting there. You've worked a long day. Coach Black comes in and talks. Coach Curl come in and talk. The Golden State players come in and talk. All that happens in the first probably 45 minutes after the game ends. Then we have to wait for LeBron. And when I say we wait, I mean the janitors are cleaning up and we're still waiting. I figure LeBron will probably come to the podium about 1 a.m. I mean, it's usually 60.
With the game concluding around 11:30.
Yes.
Okay.
When they clinched to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, we waited 90 minutes for LeBron to come speak.
Roy.
Is it worth it?
It's LeBron.
I'm just saying, hey, there you go.
You don't have a choice.
You'd get fired if you didn't grab that sound.
But it is, I mean, you have everything done except you need LeBron.
You can even probably cut it in time for it to get back to the studio.
I mean, every newspaper writer is just sitting there going, I've already missed my deadline. Like, this isn't going in the newspaper the next day. But you have everybody's you're stuck. You're at the mercy of LeBron.
And he
so
loves
you
it that
are.
Way.
Yes, he does. And you wait around and you wait and you wait and you wait.
How much of that do you think is done is purposely for him?
I think a decent chunk.
Really?
I think so.
We're still waiting, too, for your phone to work.
Yeah,
and to
all
hear
right,
that
so,
story. So when we come back, we're going to hear about
real
that.
Real quick.
Yeah. And then we'll take some calls. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All in!